a dark green one that I especially like because it's good for one or two people. Do you have those around here? Pretty little ones.
Well, I've seen them in the stores. I don't know if people have them in their fields or not. Now, Sharp County is a watermelon raisin country because it's sandy. Mm-hmm. And the round ones would just be like a certain brand. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the name of them.
I don't know the name for them, but I like
but it's just a yes, I would imagine so, because as you say, one person could eat them or two people.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I buy one like that, I have to throw it away.
I know what you mean.
Shall
I tell you a little story?
Yes.
Okay, down at my grandmother's. On my mother's side of the family, there were three girls that were about the same age as I was.
This is your maternal grandmother?
Yes, my mother's mother. And when we'd go down there to visit, of course, we'd play house. She had a great big old house. And she never liked for us to play upstairs in the bedrooms because she wanted to see what everybody was doing. But we did. And we'd play down in the yard. And in the afternoon, she had what they called a cooling house. Well, it was a covered shed, and there was a pit dug down. Now, there wasn't a spring down there or anything, but it was a pit, and it was concreted. And it was built at a time when they didn't have any ice boxes or anything like that. And you'd put your food down in there and cover it up, and it kept it cooler during the day. Okay. They put watermelons down there to cool. Okay, one of my cousins had a brother that was about 3 or 4 years younger than we were. So one afternoon we proceeded to cut a watermelon and sitting down there on the rim of this cooling house. And we were being piggish, and so we told the brother, her little brother said, "Oh, the green is the best part." Said, "Will you let us eat the green? You know how we put it? So the red just isn't very good." "No, you can't eat the green at all." The poor kid, I guess, ended up with a stomachache.
I'm sure he did.
But now that's just part of meanness kids do. I remember just, "Oh, buddy, let us eat the green part." "No." He was the cutest thing it was. We were the meanest things.
Remind me to tell you one in a few minutes.
Okay.
I haven't talked to you yet. Someone has trouble, got a sore throat. So the inside of his throat is all swollen. So he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Yeah, you mentioned smoking your first cigarette yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What are the kinds of things that people smoke around here? What forms of tobacco?
What forms of tobacco?
So it comes around in a cigarette, or it comes in a
cigar.
Or maybe they put it in a
pipe.
Yeah, sometimes you get a situation where somebody needs something, maybe a coat. They won't accept it even if they need it because they don't want to be...
They don't want charity.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asks you about doing a certain job, one you're positive you can do, you say, "Sure, I
can do it."
And if, on the other hand, something that you're not able to do, someone says, "Can you?" You say, "I'd like to, but I..."
Don't know whether it can or not.
Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "I got up to work this morning before sunup, and I've
put in a dollar already."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone talking about the fact that very few of their old friends are still alive, they might say, "I spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're..."
Most of them have passed away.
Mm-hmm. What'd you expect to hear in this area? Some people say something like, "Seems they're done dead."
No, I don't believe I've ever heard.